It is National Physician Assistant Week, PA Week, and national data shows this job continues to grow in popularity. As of 2024, there are approximately 189,000 board-certified PAs in the U.S., a growth of more than 27% over the past 5 years. And that upward trend has actually continued if you look back even further than that. Data shows the number of board-certified PAs grew by more than 76% over the past decade. But what exactly is the role of a PA, and how has it evolved over time in U.S. healthcare? Joining us now is Jason Prevlage, who is a physician assistant as well as an adjunct professor at Quinnipiac University. Jason, welcome to the show and happy PA Week.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me, and thanks so much.
Absolutely. So first of all, Jason, tell us what a PA is. What is a physician assistant?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So a PA, which also is known as a physician associate, you may hear that at times as well. We are healthcare professionals trained at a master's degree level. Many are earning doctorate degrees now, and we're essential members of the healthcare workforce. We diagnose, treat, and prescribe in every setting and specialty.
So I'm curious, I'm going to get right to this, Jason, before obviously talking about why you like the job, because you've been doing it for quite some time. I find that really interesting that PAs continue to see a lot of growth in this role. When, if you look at the rest of the country and some of the healthcare shortages we've seen, that doesn't seem to be the case for PAs. Why?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we know that the U.S. faces a huge shortfall of healthcare workers. Expected to see upwards of 3.2 million healthcare workers short by next year. We have over 85 million Americans that lack access to primary care. 126 million lack access to mental health care. And our population is aging. We know that by 2040, there's going to be over 80 million Americans over the age of 65. And so why are people entering the PA profession? I think because it's a very attractive one. You know, it's a profession where you're trained at a high level, you practice at a high level. And so we see increasingly a lot of younger people, especially, are wanting to get into the profession earlier and earlier. It used to be a second or a third career for a lot of folks, and now we see a lot of direct entry. And with the growth of programs over the last decade especially, we've seen tremendous growth in the profession.
So when you say that, Jason, I'd love to get your perspective, because my understanding is you became a PA in the 2000s, right?
Correct.
So you became a practicing PA in 2009. You currently serve as the practice lead for... This is a leadership team at St. Mary's Hospital. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do.
Yeah, exactly. So I practice emergency medicine full time. I have my entire 16-year career. And in the emergency department, I'm part of the leadership team where we strive to ensure that our patients have the best access to care, the most efficient care that we can possibly provide. And so I work alongside with our nursing leadership team, our physician leadership team, our hospital leadership team to ensure that we're doing that.
Wow. And I'm curious, Jason, because, again, I think just to clarify what a PA does, say I go into a hospital setting or into a doctor's office, like where would you see PAs, just so people can really understand the roles we're talking about?
You name it. You can see PAs anywhere and everywhere. PAs truly work in every specialty and setting. So when you go into, you know, anyone's office, your primary care office, your specialist office, there's a really good chance that you're going to have a PA as part of that team. And you may see that PA exclusively for your care. You may share that care between the physician and the PA. The PAs are truly everywhere. You go into the hospital setting, and really we're truly indispensable, I think, to the operations of the hospital now. There are just not enough physicians. We need more physicians. It's a whole separate problem that, you know, I think others are better qualified to speak to, but we need more. And so PAs are here to help bridge that gap and ensure that patients are getting access to high quality care.
So, for example, and again, we have Jason Prevlage here, who is a physician assistant, an adjunct professor at Quinnipiac University, and we are talking about PAs and the roles that they play in the healthcare industry because it is National PA Week, actually, all this week. And so, Jason, so I go to my dermatologist or I go to my, you know, my doctor. A PA is sometimes, if I'm correct in saying this, if your doctor is tied up with, you know, way too many appointments or too many things, usually they'll say, we have a PA who is available. Is that okay to have them, you know, step into the role of what your dermatologist or your, you know, whoever that may be, right? Isn't that usually when you hear about a PA?
For a lot of people, it is their first encounter, sure.
Yeah.
You know, as a lot of these specialists and physicians are booking up their appointments, they can recruit PAs to their team in a much faster way than they can physicians.
I've noticed that more and more.
Come in and have a more open schedule.
Yes. I'm wondering, Jason, if you feel like there's more of a popularity with PAs because of the healthcare crisis our nation is facing. I mean, when you look at, in the last 5 years, you see that jump in how many people have become PAs or how many roles have been filled for PAs across the nation. Do you feel like this has become sort of the more of the prime role for people if they want to be in healthcare? Because I have noticed that in almost every facet of whenever I go to a doctor, whether it's my son's pediatrician's office, you know, whatever it may be, I've noticed more and more, hey, your doctor is either, you know, not available or has to do this or is stretched thin, essentially. But we've got this person, and they're all PAs. And they're all great. I've never had a bad experience with a PA personally. But do you find that that's where there's been such a boost in PAs because more and more doctors' offices are using them because of the crunch on the back end, if that makes sense?
Yeah, you know, the job prospects are really strong for PAs. It's actually one of the fastest growing professions in the country. We expect to see a 28% growth by the year 2033, which is far more than every other profession, according to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Wow.
And so we know the job opportunities are out there, which makes it a really attractive career for people.
Why do you think, you kept saying, you know, you've said that a couple times where it's become a very attractive role for people in healthcare. Why do you think that is? I mean, what is it about being a PA that is more desirable, you know, in today? It's not like they are not being exposed like doctors or nurses would be. It's not like they're not going through, I would think, burnout, or maybe they're not. I don't know. You tell me what you're seeing and what other PAs are saying, why they really prefer this job over other sectors in the medical field or even just getting out of medicine altogether.
Yeah, you know, the reality is that medicine is hard regardless of your profession. And so I think burnout is real. Burnout happens. That's probably a talk for another day. But there's a lot of flexibility in our profession. The training model is a bit different. So whereas a physician is going to dedicate, you know, after college and then after medical school, they're going to dedicate a number of years to their residency and their fellowship training. PAs don't often undergo such postgraduate training. Some undergo some, but not nearly as much time. And so it's a quicker entry into the workforce, which allows us to grow that workforce faster. And because of the way that we're trained, we have flexibility to move across the specialties. So you may work for 10 years in one specialty and decide, I'm going to change specialty and retrain in another one. Or you can work in a couple of specialties at one time.
That's a big deal, Jason. That's a huge deal. So as far as post-education is concerned, it may not have to be as long as what a doctor would go through. But having specialties or, you know, certifications, that, I mean, that's become, I think, also very attractive to the average student now versus the typical, I'm going to go to college for 8 to 10 years, right? I mean, that's a really big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's still a high level of training and education, allows you to perform and provide patient care at a level that is really meaningful and impactful. And you know that when you enter the area, you know, of medicine and you go out there as a PA, you're truly impacting lives. You're helping people improve how they survive every day and make them healthier and happier and truly make the world a better place.
Mm. Yeah, it's certainly something that, especially if you have, you know, kids at home or you have, you know, people in your family who are thinking of, you know, after high school going into the medical field, it seems like PAs seem to, you know, they seem to have the secret sauce. They seem to be liking the job that they're doing. Not to say that it's perfect, because what career is? But there's a lot to certainly learn about and really explore as a physician assistant. And this week is a great excuse to do that, especially for National Physician Assistant Week. And Jason, I want to thank you for what you do as a PA and an adjunct professor at Quinnipiac University. And thank you so much for sharing this perspective on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Not a problem at all. Again, Jason Prevlage, who is a physician assistant as well as adjunct professor at Quinnipiac University. And this week is National Physician Assistant Week. Make sure if you've got a PA you love, you'll let them know that you appreciate them and you thank them for the work that they do.